Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, January 31st. Beautiful day in LA, still no rain and nothing in the forecast, and I'm down because of it. Anyway, today I'm joined once again by Danny. Welcome to the show, Danny.
Good morning.
And Danny was here on Monday and she had way too much fun, so I wanted her to come back, bring her down to earth a little bit.
Never happening.
No, huh? So for those of you who didn't listen, let's tell people a little bit about you. Where are you originally from?
I'm from Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston. Mm-hmm. And what was it like growing up there? Did you like it?
I did. I actually do miss Boston, but the weather in California is nothing. It's 80 degrees today in Boston. It's like 30, so.
Yeah, you can't beat it, right?
No, nothing.
Yeah, and that's why I'm complaining because I really want rain and there is no rain, you
know? Why do you want rain?
I love rain. I love rain.
You should move to Boston.
I know, but that's too much rain. I want it occasionally. And plus, we don't have water here. We need the water. But no, I got to tell you, you know, when the weather's the same every day, you want it to be different, you know? When it rains, it's sort of like a nice mood for me. I don't know.
When it rains, it pours.
It's a good not thing. Here.
No, definitely not.
No, but when it rains here, it's dew.
Yeah, I always wonder when we have like filters in our fridge and stuff, like what water are we actually drinking? Because it's like never rains here.
Right.
So where are they getting that water?
Piss water, probably.
Yeah, what are we drinking, really?
Yeah, no, obviously we have reserves and everything, but how long will that last?
Right.
And besides, you know, we're part of the United States, so I'm sure they're not going to leave us without water. Mm. But, you know, but this brings up what I wanted to talk about Cape Town, South Africa, who are running out of water. Now, I've been to Cape Town. It's a beautiful place, a nice tourist place. It's the southernmost part of Africa. It's like the southern tip of Africa. And it's beautiful there, but they're running out of water. They're counting to day zero, which is going to be in March. And they're saying that, they moved it to April, but they're saying they're going to totally run out of water at that
point. So they have, like, no oceans or rivers?
Well, yeah, but they're not doing anything with this seawater, you know. So we'll see. I mean, they're not doing anything as far as desalination and stuff like that.
How do you survive nice. When that happens?
I don't know. I don't think it ever happened. But the thing is, I'm sure they're going to get some water from somewhere else, but I don't know how they're going to solve the problem. What they're saying, though, what's neat is, I guess, in social media, this one woman decided she's going to make this like a cause for a lot of people. So they're asking everybody to donate 2 5-gallon things of water, and then they're going to send it over there. Because this woman is saying, gee, you know, I'm thinking of all the babies that are not going to have formula because there's no water.
Oh, my God, yeah, that's right.
So there's, I mean, just imagine living without water.
You can't shower, you can't cook. Yeah.
So I imagine people are just going to move out of there. I don't know what else you would do, you know.
That's in South Africa, right?
Right, the country of South Africa, yeah. And Cape Town is one of the most beautiful towns in the world, at least that I know of.
Yeah,
you know?
Now it's like going to run out of water and no one's going to go there.
Run out of water, right.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, and that's too bad, you know. And it just shows you how there's drought in many places in the world, you know, and we're included. I mean, you sit here, you know, in February, January, February, it's supposed to rain all the time.
Not here.
Not here. Not today.
It's rained since I've moved here. I think it's rained maybe 3 times.
Since you moved here?
Since I moved here.
It never rained.
Yes, it did. My first week here was like a monsoon. I was like, of course it is.
Really?
Of course. Yeah, it was crazy rain.
I'm trying to remember when that happened.
That was back in May.
In May?
Yes.
That's possible.
It was like 3 days of rain, and I was like, no.
Oh, I think I remember those.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, it like so, so unusual that you remember those.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So you also you have siblings, right? You have a sister?
I have a twin sister and an older brother.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And what's the age difference between you and your brother?
He's about to be 33, and I'm about to be 30, so almost three years. Yeah.
Wow. So your parents had a boy, and then they decided we'll have another one. They get two girls.
They actually told, so it was like back in the day when medical stuff and like all this like ultrasounds and stuff is not as technical as it is now, but they actually told my parents that they're going to have a child with spina bifida.
Wow.
Yeah, so they told her that she needs to terminate. And it ended up being, she went to go get a second opinion. It was just that she was having twins.
Oh, wow.
So can you imagine if she listened to the first doctor? I wouldn't be here right now. Blessing the radio.
Wow. Jeez. Well, I guess you better get second opinion every time.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. I know. We tend to believe doctors, but they're just...
Well, they just want to get paid because they get paid off prescriptions, you know? Do you watch, there's this new show called The Resident. Mm-mm. On, I think, ABC or NBC, but it's basically like calling doctors and hospitals out for just basically being about the business and not actually saving people's lives, which kind of freaks me out. But
yeah, right? Wow. You watch a lot of TV?
So much TV.
Really?
Yeah, so much TV, wow. So much movies.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you're full of knowledge about all these things,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am. Don't worry, Sam, I got you.
Yeah. So every movie that I want to see, you can give me a review.
I can.
Much. Wow.
I'll tell you if you're wasting your time or not.
I know, right? Yeah. Well, I sometimes catch a movie or two. TV is probably off the table for me completely.
Well, you should go see Den of Thieves.
Den of Thieves?
Mm-hmm. 50 Cent, Jared Butler.
Where's that? Like in the theaters?
It's in the theaters. It just came out last week.
Oh, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty long, so you're going to have like 2 hours and like probably almost 3 hours.
I probably won't go see it.
Probably not, no.
Even when I watch movies at home, I watch them in 4 sittings. You know?
Pause it, go get a snack, get on your cell phone.
Yeah, go to sleep, get up the next day and watch the next part.
That's so crazy to
Yeah,
me.
Right?
So what do you do on your free time?
I know. Oh, well, I don't have much free time, but when I do, I read. I read a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd rather do
What's your
reading.
Favorite book?
Well, there's a lot of them. I mean, I read a lot of nonfiction
and
fiction and stuff. So I don't know if I have a favorite. You know, right now I'm reading a few interesting things. And I mean, it just stimulates me. If I don't read, I feel like I need some stimulation.
Yeah,
know?
So it's do you start funny. A book and finish it, or do you start a book, start another book, and like go back and forth?
I start, currently I'm reading about 4 or 5 different
How
books
do you,
at the
like,
same time.
You don't get confused?
You just, no, because it's mostly nonfiction, so you don't get confused
oh,
about
okay.
the story and stuff.
Okay,
you know?
So it's like sci-fi stuff.
Right, you know, and no, not
Murder
sci-fi.
Mysteries.
No. You mean the fiction that I read?
Yeah. Oh, you're reading nonfiction.
Right.
So, like,
mostly.
You're reading, like, a biography or something?
No, more like, for example, I'm reading a book called The Four right now. And that's about, like, the subtitle is, like, the subhead is the DNA of Google, Facebook, Apple, and Amazon.
That sounds so boring.
It does?
Yes.
You
like,
know how
it's,
interesting
I just got
it
bored
is?
With you explaining it.
But, you know... It's so fucking interesting to see how they've taken over, you know, these companies. I mean, they affect us so much and how things are happening. I mean, you know, I guess you sort of like came into this world of internet
yeah,
and everything
yeah.
already.
Yeah, well,
you know?
Not really, because I remember
no,
when
right
I was a
before.
Kid, there was like my dad had that computer with the black screen and the green handwriting.
Right.
And you had to go from like line to line. It had like Wheel of Fortune on it. So, yeah. I mean, I've seen technology grow up. But, yeah, I mean, this day and age, it's like I can't even imagine. Like,
yeah, but
what was
you
that net neutrality that everyone's been talking about? I had no idea what it was, so I had to Google it. And they were like, you're going to have to start paying to research stuff on Google. I'm like, no.
No, that's not what it is.
Oh,
it's
not?
Bullshit. No. They totally misrepresented what it is, but it's too complicated. It's just about the fact that it gives service providers the freedom to charge more if you use more or to slow you down
right.
if you use more and things like that, you know, so it's not like equal for everybody.
Yeah, that's so stupid. And right. On the topic of books, I'm reading this book right now called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. Excuse my language.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. The orange cover.
Yeah. I feel like I started that trend. I bought that book like 2 years ago and now everyone's now posting it. I'm like, stop it. You guys are all copying me. But it's actually really good.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny, but it's also like enlightening about how people care too much about certain stuff they shouldn't be giving a shit about.
Right, mm-hmm. exactly. You know.
So you should read that one.
Yeah.
I just finished writing a book.
Maybe I will. But you see, the thing is, okay, we'll talk about that. But yeah, I mean, just like you know about every movie, mm-hmm. I probably know about every book, even though some of them I haven't read. But
have you
I
read
know
The Power?
The Power, no. Which one is that?
I don't know. It's in my drawer. Somebody told me to buy it. It's like spiritual. It's about basically if you read it, you'll be rich in like a year.
Oh, okay. That's why I didn't read it. So you wrote a book. What? You just finished the book?
I just finished it. Are I just don't
serious?
Know how to publish it. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I actually
well,
had a
might
co-author.
Self-publish.
Yeah. I know. I tried. Okay. So basically in 2014, I wrote it. It's called Don't Be That Bitch. It's basically... I wanted to give advice to women about dating because I'm horrible at dating. So I wanted to be like, don't be like me, you know,
right.
don't be that bitch that's single for the rest of your life.
Cool. So that's nonfiction too.
Yeah.
You know? So, that interests
so I wrote it in 2014 and it was trash. I didn't edit it or anything. So I decided like maybe a couple months ago, let me get a co-author. So I found this woman who's a comedian and we both rewrote it together and it's finished. I just have no idea how to publish it.
Wow. Very mm-hmm. cool. How long is it?
It'll be short. Like, it's like more of like one of those books that it's like the chapters are probably like maybe 15 pages or less.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So have you written anything before?
No, but I do keep a journal, as nerdy as that is.
Yeah. But like, have you written other things other than books or?
So I've always in college, my second degree was like English writing because I always wanted to be a journalist. Like, I think I'd be really good at like blogging or like writing out the news, basically. So, I mean, I'm pretty good at that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, no, other than this book, I haven't really sat down and, like, published my work.
Well, that's cool that you sat down and actually wrote one, you know? So what you can do is a lot... I mean, there's so many different ways to publish books now.
Right.
That you'll find, just talk to people and stuff. I mean, you can self-publish, you can... you can take advantage of like on-demand printing and
right.
things like that.
I want my book to be in like also, Barnes & Noble. Like I want it to be on the shelf.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, then do it.
I'll figure it out for sure.
Yeah, exactly. You got to meet the right people and talk to the right people.
I know.
You know.
That's what I'm starting to learn about this city.
Yeah, I know. I mean, really, because there's so many people that, you know, if someone refers someone to you, you'll probably give them a break, you know, and give them a chance or something.
Right.
Rather than just somebody off the street.
Right. That's probably feeding you a bunch of BS.
Yeah, you know. So, and people do feed a lot of BS in this town.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They'll try to get in, you know, they'll try to get things out of you like you wouldn't believe and give you bullshit in return.
Yeah, I don't know why people do that, though. I don't get what they're gaining from, like, putting on a front, you know?
Well, they're trying to get in women's pants, I think.
It's true.
Isn't that what it boils down to always?
Yeah. I met with this guy once who said he wanted to manage me, and he's like, oh, you've got a look. You could be the next Halle Berry. There's not a lot of black women in Hollywood. I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. And then maybe like an hour into the conversation, he started like putting his hand on like my shoulder and rubbing my neck. And I was like, nah, bros, this isn't going anywhere.
Whoa.
Sorry. Hashtag me too.
I don't know how people even have the balls to do that.
Because
you know?
Nobody cares anymore.
Yeah.
Literally nobody cares. And there's girls that don't care either. Like I had this discussion with my friend yesterday and I'm like, hey, listen, like as much as men are creepy, there's women that allow them to be creepy and that's why they think it's okay.
Yeah. Huh?
So it's like men are shitty and women are shitty. So it's like there's too many shitty people going around.
Too much shit. It stinks, man. Wow. So you grew up in Boston. So you went to school. What did you go to school?
I went to UMass Amherst.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, party school. I actually party dropped school? Out. And moved to San Jose for 2 years and then came back and graduated.
Really?
Yeah, I followed a guy out to San Jose.
Oh, okay. Did you go to school there?
No.
Oh.
No.
So you followed a guy, then things didn't happen and you went back?
Yeah. Oh, like an idiot.
Yeah. I know a lot of people do that and then you're stuck alone, you know?
Yeah. Like, so he, this is actually a funny story. So we dated in Boston and then he just randomly moved to San Jose and I was like devastated about it. So he ended up hitting me up like a year later and was like, hey, I still want to be with you. Come to San Jose. And I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. I'm coming. Dropped out of college. My dad was like hysterically crying, begging me not to go.
Really?
Because he hated him. He hated him. And I'm like, I'm stepping. It's exactly what I told my dad, like a little punk. So he was like, I'll move in with you. So I took a bus all the way across the country because I was only 19 at the time. I was super poor. My dad wasn't going to pay for anything because he didn't want me to go. So I took a 4-day bus there. And when I got there, he changed his number, blocked me on MySpace because MySpace was like the poppin' thing at the time, and like completely cut me off.
Really? So as soon as you arrived there?
Yeah.
So you didn't even get to actually live together?
No. So I was homeless. So I had nowhere to go, but I didn't want to call my parents because I didn't want to hear I told you so.
Oh,
so
my
So I found some random chick on MySpace, and she let me move in with her. And it was the dirtiest house I think I've ever lived in.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting, man. That's disgusting.
But I made it work for 2 years. Not with her. I actually... So you asked me if I went to school out there. I actually went to San Jose State, but I failed out because I never went to class. But I rushed Alpha Phi just because I wanted their housing, and I got picked.
Really? Okay.
I've had a crazy life. It's,
yeah, that's
so many stories.
True, right? So now, but it's interesting that you did that, like without your sister, right?
Yeah.
I mean, did you guys grow up really close?
The funny thing is we've always been close in the sense, like, I don't know if you've ever heard about like twin telepathy, like where we could just like look at each other and we know what the other one is thinking.
Wow.
But like we'll be out in public and we'll look at each other and we'll just give like a head nod because we're exactly on the same wavelength. Or like, for instance, when I'm in California, I've had a really bad day and I'm hysterically crying in my apartment. My phone will ring and it'll be her and I'll answer and she'll immediately just say, what's wrong? Like she'll know from across the country that I've had a bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so weird. But when we were growing up, we weren't really close. Like she had her own friends, I had my own friends, and we never hung out unless we were at the house. Then we did Bad Girls Club together, and we both got our ass beat together, and we ended up becoming like inseparable after that. Isn't that crazy? Like inseparable.
What's that Bad Girls Club? What's that?
So it's just like, it's the same producers of Real World. So they put seven psycho bitches in a house together, and we basically got paid to drink and beat each other up.
Really?
Yeah.
So both of you made it?
Yeah, both
show?
Of us. Yeah, we the first set of twins ever.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, and how long was the show for?
We filmed for 3.5 months.
3.5 months. So mm-hmm. you guys were kicking each other's ass all this time?
Yeah. I mean, I was a shithead on the show, though. I started a lot of problems.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm not a fighter, which is the funny thing.
Yeah, but
I've got a mouth like a fighter.
Camera or what?
No. Because, like, think about it. They're putting you in a house with people that you would never in a million years ever be cool with. And they won't let you leave. Like, even if you had to go to CVS to, like, pick up tampons because you just got your period, you can't leave without a production assistant going with you. You never got a moment to yourself. You had no cell phone, no email, no nothing. So by the time, like, 1 month went by, when Becky was chewing her gum in the kitchen, you wanted to murder her.
Wow.
It's like,
and you
stop.
Get too crazy,
yeah,
no?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I have
3.5 months in the house and you don't get to get out.
No, never. I mean, like, we got to go to restaurants and clubs, but always as a group, always being filmed.
Right.
Everything, even when you were taking a shit.
Right.
Production's outside the door. I'm like, do you want to hand me my air freshener? Or are you just going to stand there?
Wow. Why would they do that? I mean, what do they gain from it?
Just in case something pops off while you're taking a dump. I don't know.
Yeah, right? What the fuck, man? I mean, I can understand not letting you out of the house because it's part of the show and everything. But and they want you to be disconnected from the world.
They want you to go crazy, basically.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I basically did go crazy.
Yeah.
And I was I'm not a fighter, but I talk like I'm a fighter. Like even to this day, if I feel like someone is doing something that's not appropriate or messed up, like I'll be the first person to be like, no. And people say that I have a resting bitch face. So just, I always joke around about how if I got paid to get under people's skin, I'd be a millionaire.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're a troll.
Yeah.
Okay.
110%.
Yeah, there you go. Wow.
A pretty troll, but yes.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, no, some people enjoy being trolls, you know, and online and stuff, you know, they're behind the...
I call myself the queen of shade. Like, I love to throw shade.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Whatever works for you, man, you know? Whatever works. So, and in college you took, you said, writing English?
Yeah, but my major was actually legal studies. I wanted to be a lawyer.
Oh, okay. And what attracted you to that?
Just since I was a kid, I just always liked to argue. Mm-hmm. And I felt like if I ever got into law, no matter what, I could argue to the point of winning a case.
Okay. So did you, and what? Did you discover you didn't like it or what?
No, what happened is I graduated from college and then I got this random email to try out for Bad Girls Club. So me and my sister went, and as soon as I did the reality show, it was just one reality show after another. Because I've done 10. So it was just like 7 years of filming. And by the time the filming ended, it was like, do I really want to go back to school for 4 years? And I'm 27. I'm about to be 30 now. So that was like 3 years ago.
Right.
I don't feel like reading a book. And my personality, I think I would be great in a courtroom, but I'm better for radio or TV.
No, I mean, if you're in entertainment, there's no way you're going
to
be a lawyer.
No, it's I'd be bored to death. Yeah. No offense to all you lawyers out there. I love you, but just not for me.
Yeah, exactly. And they understand that, I'm sure. This reminds me, in fact, I don't watch TV, but my friend introduced me to the show Suits. Have you seen that one?
Okay, yeah. I've seen a couple episodes. She's actually, that girl is marrying the prince now.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle.
Yeah. Right.
People say I look like her. What do you think?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe when I'm done
like.
Up.
Yeah.
Right now. I told Sam this morning, everyone, that I look like shit. I had sunglasses on. I look like I got hit by a truck on the 101 for sure.
Yeah. But what stands out about her is her nose. You don't have the same nose.
No, I have a small nose.
Yeah.
I have like a button nose.
Hers is sort of like sticks out a little more.
Really? Well, hers is like longer.
Right. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But
he's cute, though.
But
she
it
got
is
lucky.
A good show, you know? It's a very good show.
Yeah.
And
I don't think it's going to last much longer, though.
You don't?
The main guy left and then Meghan left. It's like there's no storyline.
Oh, really?
After that.
They left?
Yeah, he's leaving after the season. It's like, where's the show going to go now then?
Oh, okay. Wow, you sure know a lot of stuff. I mean, how can you know all this? You know, when I go through Hulu, and then Amazon, and then Netflix.
I don't have Hulu or Amazon. I just have Netflix.
There's just so much.
Yeah, there's so much.
Yeah.
I binge-watched Riverdale Season 1 in one day. It's 13 hours. I'm not kidding. 13
Are
hours.
Are you serious?
13 hours.
How do you have the patience?
I went to Ralph's. I got a bottle of 19 Crimes, and I watched 13 hours of Riverdale.
Oh, my God.
That's probably why I'm single.
Yeah, you need to get a life there, you know? That's a lot of TV. But you see, you should utilize that somehow, you know, in your career and stuff.
I know.
You know?
I always thought about that. So.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you're full of knowledge, you know. Most of it is irrelevant, but...
Yeah, completely irrelevant.
I'm kidding.
Completely irrelevant.
Kidding.
Like, what am I gonna learn on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that's gonna help me tomorrow? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, but maybe if you decide to get into acting or movie making or TV production, then you'll have all that knowledge.
Yeah, I'd rather interview. I think I'd rather. You know who Wendy Williams is, right?
Right.
I want to knock her, and it's not like I want to knock her off, but she's getting older. She's kind of getting played out.
Right.
And me and my twin sister want to like take over being like the first black set of twins to have their own talk show because no one's ever seen that before.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
And we're
That's
night
an
and day,
idea.
So like our personalities would bounce off each other. So I think it would be clever.
That would be cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are big dreams to get to Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
You know, but. Keep dreaming.
People hate her, though. But I guess that's part of the business. People got to love you and hate you. But a lot of people hate her.
Right. That's what it is. You know, when people make comments and a lot of people know you, you can bet on at least 50% being liking you and 50% not liking you. It's either you do or you don't.
Right.
Right? So the chances are 50-50. But at the same time, you know, my God, it's I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't know.
What about your viewers? Do you think 50% hate you and 50% love you? Or do you think
maybe.
Everyone loves you?
Well, I don't know, but the listeners, I'm just saying in general, if I were to, you know, I don't know. I would imagine if people listen, most of them like me.
Mm-mm, that's not true.
No. Why would that be?
Some people that don't like you would listen too. Like, what is this guy talking about this morning?
Right.
You'd be surprised.
But how many times would they do that?
All the time.
I don't know.
Maybe
it's maybe some.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't watch a show of someone I don't like.
I don't think I would either, but some people are weird, Sam. You know this.
Yeah, I guess they are weird.
People make fake Instagram accounts with no profile picture just to comment on people's pictures. Like,
really?
That's so weird.
Right.
Social media is a weird thing.
It really is, you know. I mean, I got this app that shows you who unfollowed you. And
you?
Stuff,
oh,
right?
Really?
Yeah.
For Instagram?
Yeah. You didn't know it exists?
No.
Really?
Oh, my God. I wonder how
There's
many people
million
I'm unfollowed.
There's a million of them. Hold on. I'll tell you. It's called Followers, I think. Let me tell you real quick.
I mean, I guess I don't really care who unfollowed me, but I wonder many people noticed that I unfollowed them.
I'll tell you what it's for. It's for... Oh, I don't have it here. It's on my iPad. It's called Followers, I think. But there's a million of them. And they actually give you some stats on your Instagram account.
Oh, geez.
So if you have one and you have one, mm-hmm. you have a lot of followers, That would be cool. But you see, when with your numbers, you don't care who unfollows
no.
who.
No, I was more worried about the sense of who noticed I unfollowed them.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they know, you know. So every and that's the game, yeah. you know, that's the game. And I realized I'm just joining the madness when I look at it because, right. oh, you unfollowed me, I'll unfollow you too.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
And that's what they do.
Yeah.
So it's back and forth. I'm like, who's got the shitty time for that?
Yeah.
Know? So tell me something. How many followers do you have on Instagram?
I have almost 337,000.
Wow. Now, how do you accumulate something like this? I mean, how do people find out about you and why would they follow you?
Well, I would definitely say that most of the following is from doing TV, but it just sucks because when I first did reality TV, it was right when Instagram came out, so not a lot of people were using it compared to girls that have done more recent season of Bad Girls Club, and their followers are like 10 times the size of mine wow. just because Instagram is more poppin' at the time. But right. I would say it's either being reposted by, like, because I got a lot of clothing brands that send me clothes, so I'll, like, post outfit of the days and they'll repost me. So it's a lot of girls that are following for the outfits. Because my ratio is 77% women and only 33% men.
Really?
Yeah, I would think more men would follow my page, but I guess I'm not naked enough, so.
Maybe not, yeah. I don't know. What do you post on there?
Just, like, outfit pics, selfies. I used to be more provocative, but I realize I'm never going to have a man if I do. Like, I used to post ass pictures all the time.
Really?
And I was just like, I'm never going to get a man with this. Like, I'm, like, the most prude you'll ever meet, but, like, still, it's just, like, no one's going to take me seriously when it's, like, my ass every other picture. So now I'm trying to, like, change my page to be a little bit more classy.
Right. So people just like to follow, what, for the clothes you wear?
Selfies. I upload, like, if I do a YouTube, I'll post, like, a one-minute video to say, like, hey, go watch my new YouTube. So people really enjoy watching my YouTube videos. So I think that's another way I get followers, too.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I did notice your handle is like XXO yeah. in your name or something.
Yeah.
Now, don't people think you're a porn star or something for using the X's?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I did that like 7 years ago.
Yeah, you should have
maybe.
Thought about it.
I don't know. My name's taken. Like, everyone has Danielle K. Victor fan pages. They all took my name, so I can't use my real name.
Right.
So it's annoying.
No, that's true. But at the same time, you know, you put XX or XXX.
Why does X mean porn?
Of course.
But why?
Because X-rated.
X-rated. Oh, my God. But I have an O, like hugs and kisses.
I know. But go and explain that to people.
I know. They probably do.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you about this story that happened yesterday.
Okay.
We went to, me and my homegirl went to Sashia on Sunset. And it's like you can sit outside and eat. So we were sitting outside and there's like an Armani exchange store right next door. And
oh, I know exactly where it is. It's Sunset Plaza.
Yeah, there. Sunset Plaza. Right. And there's a really attractive Middle Eastern guy that works at Armani Exchange. And he kept coming out and sitting at the table next to us, but he wasn't ordering food. So I knew he was checking me out, but he wasn't saying anything. So I told you I get really awkward with guys. So I'm like, I kind of want to give him my number, but I kind of don't. So I wrote my number on a piece of paper, and I told my friend to give it to him.
Wow.
Yeah. So she went into the store, and I stayed outside, and she said that he looks like, oh, my God, a prostitute just gave me her number.
Really?
Yeah, so he thought I was an escort.
Wow.
Because we were, like, dressed up at 12 in
and
the afternoon.
And who gives numbers to guys? I mean, come on, you know?
Well, I mean, where's your dick at? Are you going to say anything, or are you just going to stare at me for the entire time I'm eating my sushi?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? That's
why
I told you. Every time I go out, men will stare, and they won't say anything.
Well, because they're shy, or maybe they don't want to take the chance, you know? I mean,
for rejection.
Is, yeah, you know, I mean, what? Do you want every man to make...
yes.
To hit on you?
Yes.
Okay, so you see, so you're different. Many women do not.
I mean, if they're a man I want to talk to as well, yes. If it's a man, then I'm like, absolutely the F not. Then I don't want them to talk to me. I mean, I still will if they're not creepy. Like, I'm not like a bitch. Like, if you're not attractive and I'm not going to sleep with you, I'm not going to be rude to you either. I've noticed, like, it scares me. My biggest nightmare is, like, being at a club, being at a bar, and some guy... like hitting on me and me being like, nah, dude. And him going out to his car and like just like killing me in the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
Guys are psycho.
Yeah, that's something women have to think about.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have brass knuckles though on my key ring, so I'm good.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have you used it before?
No, but they have spikes at the end so I can literally like kill somebody.
Oh, okay.
I think it's probably illegal.
Yeah, is that the one that they advertise on Howard Stern, the
let me show you
Tiger Lady or something? Oh, okay, yeah.
So I don't know. I've never used it.
And it looks like Batman or something.
Yeah, I guess that's the theme of it. But I also have pepper spray, but I don't know how to spray it, so it's useless.
Yeah, right? Well, maybe it's time to learn.
Yeah.
So you don't have to fumble for it when you're like, when you need
it.
And
you don't even know in Ubers anymore either. Like, you can get an Uber driver, and he could be like,
that's true,
Dexter.
Like, yeah.
Did you ever watch that show? I'm going to assume
it happened.
No.
No, I haven't. I know about it, but...
He was a serial killer, but he was a cop, too.
Oh, he was a cop?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he killed bad people, but he was still a serial killer.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I watched Split the other night.
Yeah.
And I told you about it. And I think...
What other movie besides that have you watched recently?
Okay. Recently, I've watched Wonder Woman.
Okay. I haven't seen that yet.
Really?
No.
Oh, I'm shocked.
I put it on the flight, but I took a Xanax and drank wine, so I was out. So I didn't
you like that movie. I liked it a lot. And I'm not crazy about superhero movies anymore because
she's really
hot. They all seem to be the same.
No. You're just not a fan.
What? Like Iron Man and the Avengers and the Justice League? It's all the same.
Justice League. Which one is... No, the Justice League is the Avengers, correct?
No, it's two different ones. One is Marvel. The other one is DC Comics.
Oh shit! I don't
know. Yeah,
yeah.
One is with Batman and Superman.
Okay,
And Wonder Woman and everything. The other one is with other characters.
Okay. Wonder Woman and what else?
What else? Oh, Kingsman. So I know I'm a little old. Well, the second one is sitting on my table right now waiting
to be
watched.
First one was trash.
You really think so?
Oh, my God. It was horrible.
Wow, I loved it, man. That's why I want to watch the second one.
I'm hoping the second one's better. I haven't watched it just because I had such a sour taste in my mouth after the first one. I felt like I wasted my life watching it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, and then also Now You See Me, both of them.
Yeah. Dope. Yep.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
So good.
With magicians and everything.
Yeah.
And you got the best actors ever.
Have you ever gone to a magic show?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Like a rabbit out of the hat type of magic show?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I went to, sometimes we get, like, mentalists here, you know? Like,
what's that?
There are a couple of,
like
a guy and a girl. And no, they can read your mind and
has it worked? Be honest. When they did it on you, did it work?
When they do it here, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't necessarily read your mind, but in other words, he, like, conveys to her what he sees, but without talking to her or something. But I gotta tell you, he did one thing that I cannot explain to this day.
Okay, wait. Rewind. So you said that he did it on his co-host? Like
no,
his partner?
No, his partner, yeah.
Okay, then it's scripted.
No. What I'm saying is this, look.
Yeah.
Let me give you an example.
Yeah.
Okay, she sat here.
Yeah.
He sat over there.
Okay.
The co-host sat where you are.
Yeah.
He got up, stood behind the co-host for a moment.
Okay.
Then he moved over here.
Okay.
He tapped her on the back while the co-host's eyes were closed. Okay?
Okay.
He tapped his partner on the back.
Yeah.
We asked the co-host to open her eyes. He says, what did just happen? She says, I felt a tap on my back.
Oh, my God.
He wasn't next to her even when that happened. How the fuck do you explain that?
Wow, that actually you know just what gave I'm me saying? Goosebumps.
Really? So
they're
going to be back here, you know, and they give us a magic castle invitation.
I drive by that all the time, and I always say I want to go in there. I'm like, I'm dying to go in there, but you have to have, like, you have to
an
know somebody to get in.
Right,
yeah,
right.
It's like exclusive.
Well, if you stick around, maybe you'll get some from me.
I know, that'd be awesome.
They're coming into town, I think, next week or something.
So
he wanted to come back on. But also, like, for example, he'll have you pull out any picture on your phone or something.
Right.
He'll look at it.
Uh-huh.
And then she'll be able to describe exactly what it is. So even if they have signals among themselves and everything, it's still very impressive.
Right.
And I told him, I said, you know, to be honest with you, I don't know. I don't want to know how you do it.
Right.
Because then it won't be entertaining anymore.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I mean, when you see how people do magic, it's like, is that all there is to it?
Right.
You know? It's things that you haven't thought about before. That's all. You know?
Even when you're watching like America's Got Talent and someone goes on there and does the typical like bird out of the hat or rabbit in the hat, it's still like, how the hell did he just do that?
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, the hat's not big enough to be hiding a rabbit, like, in a sewed pocket, you know?
Right.
So it's so weird to me.
Yeah.
But on that note...
But by the way, I mean, just to finish that line of thought...
Yeah.
I highly recommend Now You See Me and Now You See Me Too. It's got a whole bunch of great actors.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you like magicians, they pull off some of the greatest magic acts you've ever seen.
Yeah, it's actually two really entertaining movies. Like, right? It's worth the time for sure. Yeah. I've seen Now You See Me the first one like two or three times.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm going to catch it again. Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, Mark Ruffalo, Morgan Freeman.
Yep.
I mean, you got everybody
there.
So I liked it. Then, as you can see, I'm watching some older movies because I never watched them when they came out.
I know. You're so far behind.
I'm
when you
far
said
behind.
Split the other day, I was like, what, dude?
Yeah, that's a year or two ago, right? Yeah.
You need to get with it.
Yeah, I know.
On that note, I was talking to your engineer before the show, and we were discussing, because magic made me think of it. Have you ever had sleep paralysis?
What's that?
Okay, so you obviously have never had it.
No, maybe I had it, but I don't know
what. So it's like basically when you're sleeping, but you're awake, but you're paralyzed. So it's basically as if you're watching yourself while you're sleeping.
Really?
And it feels, it can be so bad that you start hallucinating like you're in a nightmare. You've never had that, huh?
No.
So I was telling him that I read articles online that it's like the devil knocking at your door while you're sleeping. And then he was like, I don't think so. But then we started talking about like ghosts and stuff. Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, you know.
Or spirits.
I do. I
devil?
Do, but
do
I don't think
you
like connect
devil?
With them. No, I don't believe
you don't
in
think
devil.
You connect with ghosts?
I just think that I don't call them ghosts. I call them souls.
Yeah.
And I think souls are real.
Yeah.
Because I can't explain life and death any other way.
Right.
You know?
Right. Like what happens to us. And like when I get deja vu, sometimes I feel like it's me reliving something I've already lived before.
Right.
It's like
probably
weird.
Not. Probably
see,
not.
You're a disbeliever.
No, because the thing is this. Look, if you're here and let's say you use an Instagram and you see something familiar or you get a deja vu or something, 10 years ago that didn't happen, you know? Or so let alone if you were like in a previous life 50 years ago, 100 years ago, you know, how would you like think about that?
Maybe it's something similar. Or maybe I was in this exact spot, but it was something else.
But that's what I'm saying. How do you know you would be come back in the same spot? You know, I mean,
I don't know.
What are the odds? You
but
know?
Like, for instance, like when we pass away, do you think your soul goes into like, do you become a dog?
No, I don't think so. I think the soul, well, it's a whole thing. But I guess a soul can be a dog, but I don't know if there's animal souls or whatever. I mean, we're all animals.
Do you
really,
have any dogs?
When you think about
cats?
It. No, I don't. I like dogs, but I will not live with them because I don't want to pick up their shit.
Oh my God, I love dogs so much.
Yeah?
I love them. I would live with 10 if I could.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did
animal
you get one
activist.
Right now?
I have two back home, and I'm like obsessed with one of them. I named him Bruno. I've had him, he's 8. And I like it's so hard being away from him. I fell asleep, like I let him sleep on the bed. He kisses me on the mouth.
Wow.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, you see.
I'm pretty weird with him.
Yeah, I can't do that, man. It's like, don't go on my bed. But I've had to deal with it when I was married the first time.
Yeah.
She and the kids loved animals, so I had to live with them, you know. But I don't like picking up their shit, man.
Yeah, I mean, they do get stinky for sure.
Yeah. Back then, people didn't pick up shit when you walked them out. Mm-mm. But still in the house. And
they still
they
don't
puke.
Pick up poop.
Yeah.
Like on my street, it's literally all poop, all dog poop.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. You see how disgusting. That's because people won't take the responsibility to clean up, you know?
Yeah. They're all just on their cell phones, walking their dog, not picking up poop, basically.
That's bullshit,
mm-hmm.
man. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, but so souls, yeah, I believe in reincarnation. I do. And I didn't always, but I have to admit that, well, we still don't know, but we try to explain death and stuff like that because of people's fear of death. That's how religion has started in the first place, trying to explain why we die and where we go.
Yeah,
and,
because it's just like, how are we even here to begin with?
Right.
And I always wonder, like, how do all the, like, for instance, I drove across the country to get to Los Angeles. And while I was driving, I was thinking, who the hell discovered that going from 495 in Boston, Mass, taking 95 south to the 101 would lead me to... Who connected all the goddamn roads?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, it makes no sense at all. Like, at all.
Why? Connecting the roads?
Yes.
You mean, like, literally, not, like... I mean, actually, the roads,
yes,
right?
Yes, it makes no sense.
Why?
Okay, so
what? So they build a freeway, and then they build another one that crosses
but
it.
But I get that, but who discovered that this freeway, going to that freeway, would take you all the way to Los Angeles? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, they built it so it would happen that way, no?
Yeah, but how did they build it?
How did they build
roads? Like, how did they say, okay, if we build it this way, this is how it's going to work out?
Do you know what I mean? You have engineers. You have people.
And why is a fork a fork? And why is a spoon a spoon? Who came up with the shit?
Well, that's from some time ago and all that. But of course, you know, I mean.
So weird.
Everything we do is based on what happened
Do you
before.
Believe in dinosaurs? Or do you think that was just like, do you think those fossils are fake?
No, I don't think fossils are fake. So I have to accept it because I do believe in science. And I do believe that it's taken 14 billion years. And I just don't know that. I mean, if they're finding evidence there were dinosaurs, then there were dinosaurs. Right. You know, I mean, there's no question about it.
So do you think there will ever be dinosaurs again?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, the question is if the planet. No, I don't think there'll be dinosaurs again. It's because I think we're going the evolution, and that's another book I'm reading.
So how do you think Earth is going to be taken out? Because getting taken out.
Let me tell you, I'm reading a book called Homo Deus, and that's about the future of humanity.
Right.
Like, sort of predictions and things like that.
Don't tell me anything bad.
No, but I mean, most of it sounds bad, you know. But we never know because you don't know what we're going to be like when these changes take place.
Right.
You know? I mean, will a human still be a human the way we are now?
No.
Are they going to be like bionic, you know, like...
Robotic kind of?
Robotic, you know.
That's kind of weird, though.
Artificial organs, things like that, you know.
I mean, we could probably live longer if that's the case,
Yeah,
though.
But do you want to? That's the point is that... They're saying, you know, if you could live longer, would that really be, I mean, you know, like how many years do you want to live? Like 500 years?
I'd be happy for like 90.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So we don't really want to live longer. But let me ask you this. Would you want to live till 90 if you had to be at 90 or in your 80s already need like assistance and things like that? You know, I mean... You know, many people already have to be in diapers at that age
right.
and have to be taken care of. I mean, my parents, you know, I saw my dad. My dad just passed
I'm sorry to hear that.
A month ago. Thank you. And that's why I have the beard. So
yeah.
And it's going down. In 2 days, it's going off. No
why?
More beard.
I think beards are great.
No, I don't like it at all. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't look good to me. Makes me look too old. It's all almost white, you know, so.
I love beards, so you can't tell me nothing.
Okay, I won't tell you nothing.
I'm like a beard advocate. I'm like, nope, get a beard for
really?
Sure. Yeah.
Well,
like, it's almost like when you're dating a guy and you first meet him and he has a beard and then like 6 months into dating him, he shaves it off and he like shows up to your apartment and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, who are you?
Yeah, right.
And then all of a sudden you have to like reevaluate, like, do I really like him?
Right.
Or did I like his beard? Because it's like women wearing makeup. Like when I wear makeup and I'm like dolled up, I'm like a badass bitch. And then there's mornings where I come in and I look like this and I'm still a badass bitch, but also it's like not the same badass bitch I was on Monday mornings, you know? So it's kind of like guys trick us like we do with makeup with their beards and with hats. Have you ever seen a guy that looks really good with a hat on, then he takes it off and it's like, goodbye.
Okay.
You have no shot.
Yeah,
put
right.
that hat back on.
Oh, wow. Why? Because they're bald or what?
Balding, big ass foreheads, like huge ears. It's just like, whoa, what happened here? This is a misconception.
So you look at individual body parts.
Yeah. Well, no, the first thing I look at when I'm into guys is their smile or their hands. If they don't have nice hands, I can't even get with you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Because if they have dirty hands or unkept hands, imagine the rest of their body.
That's true.
Because
right?
the hands are like easy
That's
to take
what
care
you
of.
Touch, yeah.
Yeah, it's like if your hands don't look good, and I think it's important for men to get manis and pedis.
Right.
And I men that say, oh, that's super feminine.
Feminine.
Yeah,
right.
It's like, no, it's not. Like, go get your feet done.
Yeah,
you have dry ass feet.
Yeah.
And you're not about to get in my bed and rub my legs with your dry ass feet. It's not happening. Oh man.
Yeah.
Or like get waxed too or trim. Like I can't stand hairy backs. Do you have a hairy back?
No.
Okay, because I'm sorry.
You see, I'm like hairy in my chest, Let's say my arms are not that
They're not that hairy now.
No,
do you have
but
hairy
my
knuckles?
Legs.
No, you don't even have hairy knuckles.
No, I barely have any hair on my hands.
So I don't mind hairy chest. I actually think that makes men look more manly, as long as it's not like gorilla hair.
Right,
if it's gorilla
exactly.
hair, it's like trim it down a bit.
Right.
If it's back hair, I can't do it.
Yeah, and you see, I'm very lucky at that because I never even had to think about it because I never had back hair.
Like the Persian guy I used to date.
On my ass, no hair.
Yeah,
so all
okay,
the back
I don't mind
my
ass
body.
Hair. Unless it's like
the
thick.
Back. Yeah, yeah.
Then I'm like, ew. Or if they have a hairy butthole. Ugh.
Oh my God, man. You look there too. Where the moon don't shine, right? Oh my God.
But I mean, it's just like if you have a hairy butthole, you're not taking care of yourself. You're not. Just for women too. Like women shouldn't have hairy buttholes either.
That's true, yeah.
It's called laser away, ladies. I just plug them. Hashtag go to laser away.
Yeah.
Men can get lasers, too. I actually don't know. Like, I know that European Wax Center won't wax men.
Oh, okay. But also, I don't know why everybody waxes now.
I wax.
Like, you know, it seems like, or shaves or whatever. You
I
know?
Don't shave.
Because that's into the, I mean, because that's the latest thing.
Right.
When I grew up, nobody removed their pubic hairs, you know, it just stayed.
Even women. Ew.
And why? I mean, I grew up liking that a lot because that's what I saw.
No.
Yes.
Nope.
No, not for you because you've never seen it before.
No, it's just like it's an uncomfortable feeling.
It's a different generation.
It's an when I was a kid, it's an uncomfortable feeling getting into the shower and looking down and seeing that you have a hairy bush.
Oh, wow. You see, to me, it's like, I guess just like a beard for you, to me, it's like, wow, it's kind of naughty that a woman has hair down there.
Oh, my God,
No. Yeah.
No. I mean, maybe. I know.
Well, I grew up like that. That's what I'm saying.
Do men really care, though? Do you really care?
A lot of men would like it shaved because, again, that's the trend right now.
Well, that or a landing strip, they call it.
Yeah, but a landing strip is nothing. You might as well just take it off.
And it's weird. Like, why would you just want one, like, strip?
Because, look, I look at pubic hair on a woman like a beard on a man. You
right,
know, it kind of
right.
gives it a shape, you know?
Right.
So, but that's what I'm saying. I think we all are sort of like slaves to what we experienced when we were kids,
right,
you know?
Right.
And that's what turns us on. So, whatever, you know?
Yeah, but I definitely wax. I tried to wax my legs and my thighs, but it hurts so freaking bad. I'm going to stick to shaving.
I know, right?
For sure. But when you wax like down there, it doesn't grow back for like 3-4 weeks. If you shave, it grows back in like an hour.
Yeah, and you get like marks shaved.
Yeah,
marks
it's like
stuff.
I'm like not even worth it.
No, I don't like that at all.
No.
Yeah.
It almost looks like you're scarred.
I can't believe we're talking about pubic hair so early in the morning. You know?
We went from books to pubic hair.
Yeah, right. But no, we also went back to getting old. And the thing I got on is that my dad in his last year had to have everything done for him, and I'm thinking, what kind of a life is that?
Yeah,
you know. So who wants to live like that, you know? So,
but it's just hard because if you have like grandkids or like they have great grandkids, it's like you don't want to like pass away and not like my.
Right.
So my grandmother just passed away a couple months ago, and she was like my angel on earth, like probably
really?
The best thing that's ever happened to me. I don't even think I love my parents as much as I loved her. And when in her last, she actually fell. She was okay. She's always been in pain. She's been working. She's like an immigrant. She's off the boat. So she's been working like since the minute she got to this country, like nonstop. So when she got old, it was like arthritis and back pain. And what really caused her downfall is she fell out of her bathtub and broke her hip. And I feel like that was like the beginning of the end. But watching her in her last like couple of months, as selfish as it is, you don't want them to pass away. But it wasn't even like the same person.
Right.
She was like, I've never seen her like in that state of pain.
Wow, yeah.
But it's weird to think that, like, to look at old pictures and she was like a badass bitch to like, wow, like look at you now. Have you ever seen the movie Benjamin Button?
Yes.
Isn't it crazy to think of life that way? It's like, because it's a reverse. Like, you can either start old or start young, but it's just like, how do you start from being so little to just so old?
Right.
Like, so old.
Yeah.
Like, can't walk, can't drive, like, can't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, she sat in her apartment by herself and just watched soap operas all day.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is that when they fall, that's dangerous, and they all fall. Eventually,
right.
They all fall at that age.
I know.
And it's. I mean, my dad fell a few times, but he always emerged okay from it. You know?
Right.
And then he just gave, and finally, the flu took over. You know.
Wow.
So yeah, but anyway, we talk about death, and I wanted to bring up the Glee star Mark Salling, I guess, was found dead.
Who's that?
At 35. I don't know.
I'm gonna
I never
Google
watched
it.
Glee.
Hold on.
I never watched Glee, but the thing is, what's interesting is he was accused or indicted in May 2016 on charges
of child porn. How do you spell his last name?
S-A-L-L-I-N-G.
Okay, did he kill himself in jail?
Well, no, he's not in jail yet. He was supposed to have a hearing or the sentencing March 7th.
So
now, they're not saying how he died, but I think you can imagine he probably committed suicide.
I'm going to say he definitely probably committed suicide because he probably couldn't handle the fact. Because once you, I would say, like, from all the Law & Order SVU that I watch, if you go to jail as a convicted child molester or anything like that, you will be a bitch in jail. They will mess you up.
And not only that, yeah, but he was sentenced to 4 years to 7 years in federal prison, followed by a 20-year period of supervised release.
Wow.
And registration as a sex offender.
Oh, yeah, I'm reading that right now. That's crazy. And to think he was on a show where he's in high school singing about, like, how happy and gleeful life is, and he's at home downloading child pornography. That's so disgusting.
And, I mean, think about it. I mean, that's a pretty hard sentence just for possessing pornography. I mean, he didn't even touch anybody, but that's the thing, is that you're creating the demand for this stuff, and you're just as bad as the people that
I just it, I guess know? I always have this thought and this curiosity, like when I was in high school I took a class about serial killers and people like that, because I've always found it interesting and curious? About what the is wrong with you for you to have any of those type of thoughts in you, like how is a grown-ass man attracted to someone
because they're
like
stuck in their childhood. I think there was trauma. They sort of got stuck there, and that's what happens. You know.
That's so weird.
Anyway, we're totally out of time, Danny. We got to make room for the next show. Thank you so much for joining me and making the show a lot of fun. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning. Only on LA Talk Radio.